We are learning Maseches Chulin Daf Tzadik Tesim Abeis, and we are starting halfway down the Amud by the two dots, Ketza Misharinon. It said in the Mishnah that if you want to figure out the Gid Hanosha that's Nishpasul and other things, what's the Tam? It says Ketza Misharinon. It says Misharinon Isoy Kibosar Belefes, like a piece of meat fell into turnips, so if you could taste the meat, then it's not bottle. But if you can't taste it, it's bottle. And you figure it out by putting a basar into lefes, and that proportion will be by gid. That's the proportion you use for gid anasha. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, ke basar v'rashe liftos. It's like the shear of basar that falls into rashe liftos, which means the yarek shalefes. It seems like this turnip has like a root, and it has the vegetable. The vegetable has much more taste than the root. So the root has very little taste. So the tam of basar will be nicker in the znovais halefes with a small shear. It'll be nicker ready because the basar has much more taste than the lefes because lefes is only znovais. But when you have a rashi liftois, so it's not nicker only with a real shear. Only with a real shear. You actually need a significant amount of basar in order to give taste into the liftois, because it's talking about the rashi liftois. So that's how you figure it out. You figure out kibasar, but rashi liftois, which means rashi liftois has its own taste, and if it's enough basar, and therefore we need more basar to give taste in it, if it's enough basar to give taste in it, then it'll be asar. And that's the same shear you use for gid hanasha. It's just a way to say, we spoke out, the very place was that Tzadik Zayin HaMavez, and Rasul Kol says, this is shear shishim. This is shishim. Basar belefes means like this, that up to shishim, basar will give tam. More than that, basar will not give tam. If it's more than shishim ready, it will not give tam. So really, it's just a way of saying shir b'shishim. But in any case, our Mishnah mavuyer that the gid hanasha gives tam. So Moshe Mesizim l'kai tana. Our Mishnah is not like the following tana. Tanya with the rice of Shmuel b'nei shereichem b'breiko imer im begidim l'nei shetam. Gidim don't give tam. Gidim is a sciatic nerve. It doesn't have much taste, and according to Rechem Breiko, it doesn't have tam at all. And therefore, as long as you remove that gid, it doesn't ask anything because it doesn't give tam. It's like, for example, just to give an example, if a fly falls into your soup and it's boiling hot, could you eat the soup? The answer is, if you remove the fly, you'll eat the soup. Why? In case it's not bottle of shishim, you have a small soup in your bowl and the fly fell in. Teretz is, doesn't give taste. It gives tam pog, it doesn't give taste. So here also, this gid does not give taste according to this tana. And therefore, we're not asked, you're not like, eat the gid chashon, but If you don't know what a gid is, you can't be able to do the whole thing. But if you remove the gid, there's no time. So there was someone who came from Aruch Yehuda with a shayla about a gid anasha that fell into his pot. Have Yosef Rabbi Yehuda bar Zvina above him. Rabbi Yehuda bar Zvina was sitting up by the door. When he came back out from Aruch Yehuda, what did he tell you? How did he paskin? He said it's mutter. Go back to him and tell him that's not so pashut. Omar, so he came back in. Aruch Yehuda asked him, man, hi, the commentary. Who's driving me crazy? Zil Emele, go tell him, Mandi Yav Baba, whoever's sitting by the door, ain't be Gidim Neshetam, that Gidim don't have time, that's why it's Mutam. Zotin Mark, also Kamei, the Rav Ami, when anyone came with a Shiloh of a Gid in front of Ami, Meshadul Hula Kamei, the Yitzhak Ben Cholov. He used to send the person to Yitzhak Ben Cholov. Why? Rabbi Yitzhak Ben Cholov had a Mesoira from Meshua Ben Levi, that's Mutter, because ain't be Gidim Neshetam. The Morubala Atayim from Rabbi Meshua Ben Levi, because Rabbi Yitzhak Ben Cholov, Ben Chalov had a Mesoira from Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, who was a very musmichtig person, Ma'amira, or that Lamaisam, that it's mutter to eat. There's no problem again. Mutter to eat the food that had to get in it because Amy Gidim Neshetam. But Valela Sirle, he didn't hold of it. He actually, the Rabbi Ami held that Gidim do give tam. But it's, Rashi says, Miu, Kivim the Meshmei, the Rabbi Shuma Levi, Sharele, Loi Machi Vidai. Rabbi Shuma Levi was big enough, he wasn't Machi, he let you go. He said, go to there. He has a Messiah from Shuma Levi. But he didn't hold to that. What's Allah Lamai? So, Hilchasa, Ain Begidim Neshetam. We paskin Ain Begidim Neshetam. Zog Rashi. Ubein is special, ubein nimlach, ubein nitzlo mashlicha, you throw out the gid, or mutter, the rest of the food is mutter. Zok Rashi, v'dafka boy, avashamnoi, which is also medarabanon, yes, boy, b'nais and tam, v'loi not alshamnoi also. He says, the shuman, the fat of the gid does give tam, and therefore you don't remove that, that will ask for the rest of the food. So that's Rashi sheet. The Tosfos on the bottom references what he said before. Zok Tosfos on the bottom, peres b'kuntos, dafka boy, avashamnoi, yes, b'nais and tam, we spoke about this quickly before, but there's a Tosfos before that says the Shuman can't be more chomer than the Gid. He said if the Gid can't Aser, so then the Shuman can't be more chomer than that, and therefore he holds that even though Shuman has taste, but still, since the Gid can't Aser, the Shuman doesn't Aser at all. That's Taisa Shita Shem Derivam. But Rashi, the whole saying, about you have to worry about the Shuman. So the Maravai, that said in the Mishnah, that Gid and Asher should special with other Gidim that were kosher Gidim, so and you're not, you don't know which one's Gid and Asher. The loch is that everything is Asher. It says, Vanshma Kira, you throw it out, and then you work with Shishim. But if Lav, Kula Masuras, that means, sounds like even one Gid in 400 Gidim. The loch is that you're not eat it. The Shahal is, what happened to Bittu Baroiv? Fregdamar, Vata Baruba, Shi Bata Baroiv. It's, the loch is that Yavish be Yavish is Bata Baroiv. Yavish Yavish means, if everything's Nikr of Neatzma, it's called Yavish be Yavish. Yavish Yavish is a fuke when you cook something. You cook something, it's all meshed into one. But and usually most lach also happens, gets meshed into one. Yavish Yavish doesn't mean dafka dry, because this is not dry, it's cooked together here. But the point is that Yavish means that each piece is Nikr of Neatzma, each piece is Nikr of Neatzma, it's called Yavish. One in two is bottle, that's a lach, it's a levy bottle. And for the Gemara, bury your shiny. Here, since it's its own barrier, barrier means it's a complete item, then it has a chashivus, and it's not bottle. Here, it's a complete gid, so the gid is not bottle because it's chashiv, because it's a barrier. It's a complete gid anasha. It said also in the Mishnah, v'chein chaticha shal nevela that fell in to the pot, and the same thing, if you remove the nevela, then you should worry about nice tam. You have to make sure you have shishim kenega, there's no tam. That's all you need. But if the nevela is there, and you don't know which piece of steak is the nevela, you can't eat anything. And the kasha, same kasha, tevata baruba, let it be vata baruba. So now this machlokes in a few mesechtes, mesechtes Yevam, mesechtes Beyam, what's called davar shebeminyan? It's a mesechtes Zvachim as well. What is called davar shebeminyan? Davar shebeminyan means something you count out when you sell gives a chashivas. But there's a machlokes, what reaches the level of davar shebeminyan? What man yama holds only things that are exclusively counted, like for example a barrel of wine. A barrel of wine, you never sell, you know, just, you know, you sell them like, you know, approximate, you know, take approximate amount of barrels of wine, you don't do that, you know, take a few barrels of wine, I'll take five, you know, for one price. You know, every barrel of wine is separately counted. Mashiach, when you sell a bag of raisins, that's an example, it's not those minion at all, you don't count each raisin, you bag of raisins, how much is it, I have no idea. You know, today they sell it by weight, so it's more the thing, but those days they didn't have like a scale, you buy a bag of raisins, whatever you fit into the raisins. It's like, for example, you buy a chalent, a large chalent and a large thing. They start weighing how much you took. If you know how to fill up good and you cover yourself, well, you have a big thing of chalent. That's sold by Oymid. So the chalent itself, like every bean, is not sold per minion. So that's the difference. Now, there's a machlokes, something that you sometimes have a minion, sometimes not a minion. Is that called a minion or not? So like this. Anything that's ever counted is considered a minion, then it's good. Because Rashi says sometimes meat is counted out when you have guests. I buy 6 pieces of meat, dafka. I want 6 pieces of meat if I have guests. The only time it's called a minion is something you only exclusively count. Meat you don't exclusively count. Sometimes you buy a bag of meat. You buy a little package of meat. That's what you buy. So why doesn't the nevela bottle? It's not davar shebeminyan. It's not a barrier because it's a slice of the rib or a slice of the flanks. It's not a barrier and it's not davar shebeminyan. And the Gemara shani chaticha hoyva ruya leischabach ne'archem. It's a new chashivas of something called chaticha haruya leischabed, which means it's a piece that I would give in front of a guest. So then it's a chashiva thing. It's cool, and these halachas, by the way, are the rabban, the galachas, but makes it a chashivas, and it's not bottle. So like the Gemara of a tricha. I have to tell you the halacha of beria and the halacha of chaticha ruya leischabed. The yeshvin and gid, that's not bottle, it's a beria. That's a beria. I have a chaticha, I'm a lawyer, but the chaticha, I would say, no, I never heard of something ruya leischabed. The yeshvin and chaticha, the Mishnah says, din of chaticha, I have a ruya leischabed, but I have a gid, you don't have a chaticha with a gid, I'm a lawyer, tricha. Therefore, the Mishnah has to tell us both halachas. Mishnah has two halachas over here. Even when you have roiv, it's not bottle. Gid is not bottled, and I know why, because it's a barrier. Chaticha of meat is not bottled because it's a ruya leischabed. And we know a third thing called davar shebeminyan, which is only things like sushi davar shebeminyan, which we said example is a barrel of wine, a challah is an example, a homemade challah also is an example in the Mishnah there. Al kaponim, here we have two new things, barrier and chaticha leischabed, those things are not bottled.